USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the baby formula crisis continues, the Pentagon is giving more details on where things stand with Operation Fly Formula, an initiative started by the Biden administration to send aircraft overseas to acquire baby formula and bring it back to the United States. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby is asked at a briefing if the military is involved in any other ways in terms of the formula shortage.
Right now, the extent of it is using DOD, really Transportation Command's contracting vehicles to find commercial aircraft to fly this formula.
Wall Street ending the week flat at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 8 points to close out the week at 31,261. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I have religiously taken the Balance of Nature. I haven't missed one day, and I'm loving the product. I feel better. My wife has noticed that I've felt better, and I've noticed that I want to get up and go piddle in the garage and, you know, do something that doesn't matter to anybody on earth but me, but I have the energy to where I want to do that. So I really think Balance of Nature is helping me.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hillary Clinton agreed to share unverified information on Russia and Donald Trump back in 2016. That testimony Friday came from her former campaign manager in a trial involving campaign lawyer Michael Sussman, who's accused of lying to the FBI. Prosecutors say Sussman failed to reveal he was working for Clinton's presidential campaign when he told the FBI he had evidence of a Russian link to former President Trump. Attorney General Merrick Garland says nobody should live in fear for being attacked because of where they are from, what they look like, whom they love, or how they worship. Garland's comments on Friday come nearly a week after 10 people died at a Buffalo supermarket. He called what happened there a racially motivated hate crime. He also said the Justice Department will use every tool to investigate and combat hate crimes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
$4 a gallon gas is being seen all across the nation, and the pain is expected to get worse. The latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for regular is up to $4.59 a gallon. The least expensive place to fill up is Oklahoma. The statewide average there is $4.03 a gallon. Meanwhile, in Florida, Republican Senator Marco Rubio says his constituents are feeling it in their pocketbooks.
How do you work through it? I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, people, I imagine, can't drive less if they have to get to work, if they have to take their kids to school. So you're cutting it somewhere else. It's now become real for a lot of people. This is not 1 week of gas prices up. This is now eating away daily, weekly, monthly at people's budget at a time when everything else is up, right? So it's not just gas prices. It's food prices. It's shortages of things. You just talked about baby formula. So it's a combination of factors, and it's really a parade of horribles, all, in fact, due in many ways to the Biden administration's decisions. They have waged war against fossil fuels.
An Alabama inmate back in custody after more than a week on the run is being ordered to provide a DNA sample. The district attorney in Lauderdale County says it's in relation to Casey White's escape. He fled with corrections officer Vicky White, and they made it all the way to Indiana before being caught. She killed herself after their chase ended in a wreck. Find us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.